This is Sophie Gran interviewing Jenny Sanderson for the Norfolk State Archive Project. Time is 12:03 and the date is Monday the 5th of October. Jenny, please can you say your name and spell it for me?
It's Jenny Sanderson, JenNYSanderson.
Can you please tell me how you first got involved with Norfolk State Circus?
I think I first got involved with Prophecy, which I think was in 97. I think it was in 98. So that was winter, and lots of us from Bristol that were all, you know, working in circus, went over to be kind of ensemble in the big community show, which was brilliant. It was such good fun. It was great, and met loads of brilliant people, made loads of really good friends in Cardiff. Yeah, and just had a great time, and it was brilliant just to be involved in a huge community show, and, you know, that was site specific, and there were people welding in the corner, and there were dance rehearsals over there, and, you know, we were turning in salopettes because it was freezing, but it was yeah, really good fun. You know, everybody could contribute to it, and Orrit was amazing, you know, fitting it all together. Well, everyone's amazing now, it was just a good team. I just like being involved, so I think that was the first one I was involved in, but I knew about their work anyway, because you just do, don't you? You work for the circus.
Hello. So let me just pause this for a second. Right.
Yes, Prophecy was the first one. And then I went back and did Now Here, which was still really good fun. I don't know why I said still really good fun, it just is good fun.
So what role did you play?
In Prophecy, yeah. I was in the chorus, so okay. There were a few people. Bindle was there, Annabelle, Shana, Helen, Barnes and Howard, met them for the first time. I think they were in Prophecy. Were they in Prophecy or was that Now Here? God, I can't remember. Anyway, yeah, loads of people. So I was in the chorus. And then that was Prophecy. And then Now Here, I was Pete Gregory's wife and regional disco dancing champion, which I thoroughly enjoyed. That was really good fun. Yeah.
What are your favourite memories of being involved with the company?
Ooh, that's a hard question. I think it's... Oh, I'm trying to think. Psy Circus was really good fun. Well, I remember when we did Psy Circus, and I had our dog on tour, Dave, who used to take part in rehearsals, and I put him in the caravan, but I'd put the top half of the door was open because it was quite warm, and I think we were in Cardiff. I think we were in Cardiff. And anyway, we're doing the show, and it was near the end of the show, and all of us were doing a kind of like a human carousel thing. We all had harnesses on, and we were sort of being cranked around, and we were whizzing around, and he turned up. Dave, the dog, went on stage. He was taking part in the show, which is obviously no animal circus, so that was a bit embarrassing. But he was a good performer, Dave. But yeah, that was quite funny. I just like everybody. And it's always, you know, it's all the same people, and it's just good fun. It's really hard work, but yeah, I just like being involved. You know, it's just a really good laugh.
So you're still involved with Norfolk State at all now, or?
Not really. Well, I haven't done anything practical with them, but I still feel emotionally involved. You know, I still feel like part of the Norfolk family, if you like. I mean, sometimes go back and do a bit of comparing at cabarets and things like that. Haven't done anything for a while, but I've been kind of busy with my own family, my kids and stuff. So, yeah, I mean, I haven't toured and stuff like that. I don't do aerial anymore, but, you know, I'm always happy to go back if they'll have me.
So what is it that you do now?
Well, originally I was a physical performer, and then I kind of added the circus and got a bit diverted with that for quite a while. And then I realised that I was actually not that good at it. And my strengths were in the theatre, so I went back to that. So I still do theatre, but it's a bit broader. It's still in the street, but sometimes it's more installations these days. Not so much, shows. But that's just sort of what I'm doing at the moment, really. And a lot of things to do with cities and playfulness in cities, so it's kind of like clowning in another way. I still perform for Desperate Men when they'll have me. I'll perform for anyone if they ask me.
So was No Fit State one of the first sort of theatre performing things that you did, or were you doing something else before you got involved with No Fit State?
No, I'd done other things. I studied drama at Bristol Uni, drama and English, in 91 to 94. And then I went to Circa Media. And the first job I got was straight out of Circa Media for... I've forgotten the blooming name now. They're in Norfolk. The
Foolhardy.
Thanks, Gwen. The Foolhardy Folk. So I did a season with them. And I can't remember the time now, but I did get a job to do one of the No Fit touring shows, but the funding fell through at the last minute. So Ali was brilliant, so she found me and Peter Reynolds a job with Arts Play Umbrella and John Paul, which was also a really good laugh. And that might have been before Prophecy, I can't remember now. So I did a tent tour, but with John Paul, and that was for a show called Phantom of the Circus, which I'd actually seen when I was 17 in Middlesbrough, and people like Pee Wee and Kim Tilbrook
Kate Verney were
all in it. And I think I was doing GCSE media studies or something like that. And I really, really wanted to do some sort of performing, and there was hardly anything in the northeast where I was living, just nothing. But I managed to sort of wheedle my way into the local theatre, and Arts Play Umbrella and Kim and Pee Wee and Dick Downey and Kate Verney were in this show, and I went to see it, and I was like, oh my god, that's brilliant. You know, they were doing Tight Wire and they were really cool, and they signed the poster, and then I went off and did other things, and I ended up in Bristol, and then I was friends with them all, and then I was clearing out my bedroom at home and came across this poster with all these people like, oh my god, it's Pee Wee, I've got his signed his autograph, that's really weird. Oh, I'm in the same show, that's really weird. So that was a funny bit of circularity. Yeah, that was good. And I did quite a lot of things. It wasn't the first thing that I'd done with them.
Do you have any negative memories of working with
None. Company, none at all. Absolutely none.
Did you do any touring or?
Yeah.
How did you find like the living situations and moving from place to place?
I really loved it. I mean, it's hard work. It's really hard work. And sometimes when we were rehearsing Psy Circus, it was also the same time that I was doing a one-woman show, and there was a little bit of an overlap with those rehearsals and then me performing that in London. So I remember being absolutely so tired. I was just crying. I got back and back to rehearsals, and you know, I was trying to finish devising this show, and it was a bit complicated. I think that was one of the first ones in the tent that had changed format. So that was almost like a bit of a bridge between the other tented shows and then Immortal. So you know, we had a door frame, we were wheeling around and the audience weren't seated, but it was stuff that we'd done in the big warehouse productions, but it was just in a tent. So it was really great to be involved in that show, and that was, you know, we did that one and Immortal was sort of going out at the same time. You know, it's really hard work, but I did enjoy it. I mean, hindsight's a great thing, isn't it? I did enjoy it at the time, I loved it, and I missed it. You know, I like working hard.
Have you got any stories or specific memories that maybe if someone was listening to this in the future might find useful or interesting? Or
when we got to the end of Psy Circus, we were in Cardiff Castle, so we got locked in the castle overnight, which was really, really good. And we could stand at the top of the parapet looking down into the city, so you could see Cardiff on a Saturday night going crazy, and we were locked in the castle, so that was quite cool. And Jonathan Priest and Richard Durnford decided to break out of the castle. So they de-rigged and they got their ropes and they put them over the side of the castle wall, and they just shimmied down and they went out for the night. They went out till about 5 o'clock in the morning. A bit worse for wear. And then they had to break back into the castle, so that was really funny when they arrived the next morning. And they had to take the tent down and do all the packing up. But that was absolutely brilliant. Watching them scale the castle wall was just brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. The pair of them, like, cheeky monkeys out on the town, it was fantastic. So that's a real favourite. And yeah, Dave the dog getting on stage is another one. Oh yeah, loads, you know, mainly various shenanigans and mischief making.
Any more mischief making stories?
Oh, hang on, let me have a think.
These will be the bits that people will find probably more interesting than actually the
scaling the castle wall is good. God, I can't think. There's always good parties, you know. After the warehouse shows, there's a really good party. I can't think. You know, it's been not mischief making, but being woken up in the middle of the night because the tent's about to blow down and you all have to like batten the hatches and drag yourself out of bed in a windy field in Bridge End. Tim tells you what to do. To like tying knots and hammering things. Oh, we were in the Lake District in, I think that was Ambleside Arts Festival or something like that, and I was really excited about going to the Lake District because I hadn't been, even though I'm from the north, but I'm from the east coast. And it rained every day. It rained so much that Dave the dog wouldn't even come out of the caravan. It was that bad. He'd be like, right, come on Dave, we've got stuff to do, and he would just stay inside. Like, I'm not going out, it's too wet. And that was the dog. And it just rained absolutely relentlessly, and I was really looking forward to seeing the view, and you just couldn't, you know, we could have been in Croydon. You couldn't see any. It was just misty. It was July or something, June or July. It was just unbelievable. So we were backstage. The audience were all right, but we were stood in about a foot of water backstage, and I remember my feet going numb, thinking, oh great, I have to go on the swinging trapeze and I can't actually feel my toes. But that was all right.
Well, thank you for taking the time to speak to me.
That's all right.
Time now is 17 minutes past 12.